The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back. It's The Business Bunker Show. It's Tuesday, February the 12th, and I'm Paul Andrews, and presenting with me today is the absolutely lovely Jules Serkin.
You always say that through gritted teeth, don't you? You
know? I know.
Have you got a spoon?
A spoon?
Yeah.
Why?
Get the froth and a cappuccino out.
Oh, blimey.
From Hagwell's Village Bistro.
Right, okay.
Because you know it's the bottom bit of the frothy milk that you want, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I have black coffee, Jules.
I know you do. That's why you're so slim.
We won't go there. Like it. How are you?
Well, I'm looking forward to Pancake Day.
Which is today.
It is today. But also tonight, my guest on Scoff and Quaff, which is a lovely food show at 11 o'clock, was one of the guests was Damien Allsop, who's going to be at the Hop Farm today at 5 o'clock. And John Sykes and I are going to go and sample his chocolate, which is, he's number four in the world chocolateer.
Really?
Yeah, are you going?
I might well go along.
The Hop Farm.
Chocolate on offer.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's not just any chocolate.
Blimey. Not just any chocolate. It's the fourth best chocolate in the world.
First of all, I'm going to chomp my Mars bar that Chris, our guest, bought me. I'll eat that first on the way.
Yeah, you lucky thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Anyway, lovely to see you. We've got a packed lineup of guests today on the show, but we want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So you can give us a call on 01303 874 998. Or, as is your wont, you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had half a dozen tweets in, so do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I'm going to start off with a couple of hellos. Poor old Kevin Hadlow.
Oh, he's got dubbies. Terrible toothache.
Yeah, he's got a swollen face.
I know. Have you seen a picture then?
No, he just tweeted me saying his face
he's
is all swollen.
He's terribly ill.
Yeah.
Well, you know what toothache's like. I mean, it's awful, isn't it?
Absolutely. He's doing chipmunk impersonations.
Yeah.
Squirrels, mice and chipmunks.
Yeah.
You heard it all on this program.
How is your fat squirrel?
He's okay. Now he's at the mice.
Yeah?
Anyway, enough of that. So get well soon, Kevin. I hope it sorts itself out soon, but thank you for listening. And also Tracy Bartlett. I haven't talked to Tracy for ages. Tracy, the business helper, she's tweeted to say that she's listening in too. So thank you for that. So do keep your shout outs coming in on Twitter by following me at VanillaWeb and asking for a shout out or telling us about your business, or if you're organising an event or a fundraiser for a charity or whatever, do give us a shout out and we will try to get you some publicity for it. I think what we'll do, Jules, is go with one of your emails. What do you reckon?
Just trying to put a picture of you up on Twitter.
Are you?
But I can, as a woman, multitask.
You can do two things at once.
Yes.
That is impressive.
Hagland's Vintage Weekend. Hagland's are looking for, I'll give you the date first, it's the 6th to 7th of April, so put that in your diary now, and it's at 11 o'clock in the morning until 4 p.m. on the Sunday, so it's Saturday and Sunday, 6th and 7th of April of this year. They're looking for people with classic cars, they're looking for military vehicles, vintage clothing stores, cookery demos. It's free entry, music and dance classes, Mr. Andrews.
Blimey.
I can feel a rumba coming on, can you?
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is that just the...
No, that's scraping the bottle of it. Yeah,
is that just the dairy?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're looking for stall holders. It's £10 for the day. And if you've got toys, food, vintage clothes, etc., or any items you wish to sell, please come along. Honey, I'm thinking, would be nice. I do know CBeebies. He might be a stall.
CBeebies,
yes.
CBeebies, the honeys.
He may well. So if you want to know more about that, contact Hagland's Village. And there is a, well, there's an email, which is info@Hagland's, that's Hagulands village.co.uk, or just contact at VanillaWeb and he'll put you in touch with them. But, there's 1940s dance. That sounds fabulous. Might bring my mum.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. I've got an email here. It's about a job fair. There's a job fair with employers being invited to exhibit, promote their vacancies and engage with potential recruits. It's being held at the Maidstone United Football Ground. That's the Gallagher Stadium, James Wattman Way in Maidstone. And it's on Thursday the 4th of April between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And they say, we are keen to engage with businesses who are recruiting and to offer them a free stand. Employers exhibiting also get a complimentary breakfast and lunch.
Don't tell your stalker. Yeah. Phones up.
For two members of their staff. Sponsors of the event are Golding Homes, Maidstone Borough Council and Job Centre Plus. To register your interest, you can call Saab on 01622 702 879 or you can call Juliet at Golding Homes on 01622 212 584 or you can email Juliet at Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T dot Shand, S-H-A-N-D, at goldinghomes.org.uk. That's all one word. We'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website later on for you to follow up on. So if you're an employer and you want to employ some local people in the Maidstone area, Thursday the 4th of April at the Maidstone United Football Ground, there is a jobs fair which is free to employers. Do email Juliet and book your stand.
And details of that will be on the Business Bunker after the show.
They will indeed.
Because we're so efficient.
We are indeed.
I've just put a picture of you on Twitter, by the way.
Have you?
Looking very fetching in your blue jumper.
And was it complimentary?
Yeah.
That'll be the day.
I've got a joke about that.
Oh, right.
A guy goes into a bar.
Yeah.
And he's standing at the bar.
Is this a clean joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he goes, he's standing at the bar and suddenly he hears this voice going, oh, nice shoes. And he looks around, he can't see anyone. And then he carries on drinking his gin and tonic and then he hears this voice going, oh, nice shirt. And he looks around, he can't see anyone. And then he carries on drinking. He's feeling a bit puzzled and he hears his voice, oh, nice cufflinks. And he's getting a bit worried and he can't see anyone. And he hears his voice saying, nice trousers, nice belt. And the barman said, don't worry, sir, it's the peanuts, they're complimentary.
Oh, zero. That is so bad that it's almost good, isn't it? Zero.
It's even better when you're down the pub.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take
your word for it. I've also had a tweet from Nicholas Pope saying that they're listening in.
Hello, Nicholas.
As is Julie Pell. And also the 450 Club.
Oh, now Julie Pell is a new one, isn't she? She's a new listener.
She's a new listener, yeah.
Hello, Julie.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from the 450 Club. Do you remember Corinne Stewart that runs
yes,
the 450 Club was a guest on the show
I
before
do.
Christmas?
Yeah.
So
I can barely remember before Christmas, but I do remember Corinne.
Yeah. So do give them a follow. Their Twitter handle is the 450, that's numbers 450. Club, all one word, and they've got some interesting things going on there, so do that. I don't know if you remember last week, I mentioned the Chinese New Year in Maidstone.
Yes, it's the year of the snake, Paul.
Is it?
Yeah.
Blimey.
The year of the snake.
All right.
Which I think will suit you.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for the abuse. Yeah.
Yeah, the little snake hips you've got.
Yeah, yeah.
The forked tongue.
Exactly. Yeah.
The winkle piggers. Well, they're snake skin, aren't they?
I wonder what the link was there. I thought, I've never met a snake in winkle pickers, but it's the first time for everything.
They don't have feet, do they?
That is true.
Maybe a centipede.
Hey, there's no flies on there, is there? Snake don't have feet. You heard it here first, folks, yes. On the Business Bunker. Shock news. Boom.
Centipede.
Snake do not have feet.
Centipede in winkle pickers. Now, you could have.
Now, centipedes, they got feet.
Quite a few.
Thank you for that, Jules. Anyway, Lee has just told us that... the Chinese New Year event in Maidstone went really well, which they mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. And now she's asking us to give them a cheeky little promotion.
Yes.
For the Pilgrim's Hall restaurant at the Friars. That's at Aylesford Priory.
Yes.
And they have still have a few places left in their restaurant for Valentine's, which I believe is this Thursday for those people that do such things.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm doing for my Valentine's, don't you?
Yeah, go on.
With my new husband. I'm cooking him my famous stuffed hearts.
Again?
Yes. Well, every year. It's a ritual.
17 years.
Yeah.
17 years
of stuffed
hearts.
No, it's longer than that. It's 19 years.
Oh, right. Sorry.
We've been married 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
19 years together. Stuffed hearts is my, it's my speciality. Because the gravy gets all thick from the stuffing, you see. It's very
Thank
nice.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. You don't go out on Valentine's night, do you? Because imagine if you had a fight on Valentine's night. You're sharing a table of dew, you've got the candlelight, you've got the violins playing, and then suddenly you're at each other's throat. Think of the pressure.
Thanks for that, Jules.
Stay in on Valentine's night. Go out the next night.
Okay, I will. I'll stay in. Thank you for that advice. Anyway, coming back to Lee and her tweet about the Pilgrim's Hall restaurant. It's 70 quid a couple, and I have to tell you, I've eaten there. The food is superb there. It really is nice.
Did you eat the couple's meal? Both?
No, I just had a meal for one.
Did you?
In fact, I had a 7-course meal when I went there.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a taster menu that they had when they first opened. And I went along and had it was very good value.
I must try it because it does sound delicious.
Very nice.
So what's it called? The Hall? The Aylesford Hall, do you call it?
No, it's Pilgrim's Hall.
The Pilgrim's Hall in Aylesford.
Yeah, at the Priory.
Right.
Okay. Priory, Aylesford.
It's a lot for me Pilgrim's to take Hall. In, Paul.
Yeah, I know.
Do you see little monks going around?
No, not in the restaurant, no.
So it make a habit of it? Sorry, couldn't resist.
I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. She's in one of those moods.
Yeah, I am.
Again.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because our guest, Chris, bought me double Mars bars.
You're zonked on E numbers. That's what it is. Sugar rush. I apologise now, listener. Sorry about that.
Straight to my head.
Mm. Anyway, I'm trying to get this tweet out.
And tell me.
10 minutes I've been trying to read this tweet.
What does Lee say?
Lee says that if you'd like to book for Valentine's, there's a couple of spaces left, and you can do it by calling 01622 714 110. That's 01622 714 110. And they also have Mother's Day cream teas on Sunday the 10th of March in the Pilgrim's Hall. So there's a couple of things you can book there.
Or you could even take your mother on a Valentine's dinner and just save money. Just have a few scones sent over for her.
That would work, wouldn't
it? Yeah, so this is the cream tea.
Right, do us another email.
Kent Creative Arts, the organisers of the 365 Project, have organised a series of fundraisers for a year in the life of Whitstable. The second one in the series is a magic dinner with award-winning magician Etienne Pradière.
Etienne. He's superb.
He's fabulous.
He's superb.
He has been on the circuit a long time, yet he still looks very young.
He's very boyish.
Which is magic. Kent chef Joel Eli. Do you know Joel Eli?
No. Nope.
I don't know him. The meal will be held on Saturday the 16th of March at 7 p.m. at the Alexander Centre in Faversham. So this evening promises to be a unique experience of fine dining and close magical illusion. So there'll be a 3-course seasonal dinner by Chef Joel Eli. And of course, Etienne is twice recipient of the Elusive Magic Circle Award, and he's entertained the royal family and celebrities. So, let's have a look. It's £45 per person. And to book a table of 8 is £320. Encourage businesses to book the table as a hospitality opportunity. All profits will go towards the organisation of a year in the life of Whitstable. And that's www.365projects.co.uk/magic-dinner. There's one here that says, just dear Paul. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
They've obviously not heard of me. We're delighted to be able to offer members a free 2-day market visit to Moscow. Wow. On the 18th of March. To celebrate the launch of the new EasyJet service to Moscow from Gatwick, the British Chamber of Commerce have organised a free 2-day market visit to Moscow. I want to go. We have a limited number of spaces and are looking for chamber members who fit some of the criteria. So what do we need to do to get invited or be allowed to go? We've got to be already exporting and looking to expand to new markets. Are you doing that?
No.
You're expanding?
I'm expanding, but that's got nothing to do with new markets.
But we could hurry up.
More to do with Mars bars, yeah.
You need to have a proposition ready to present to prospective Russian clients, partners and suppliers.
I've seen those websites.
And you need to be happy to talk about how their chamber has helped them to start to grow their export business. There's a deadline, which is Wednesday the 13th of Feb. Oh, is that tomorrow? That's manana.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Okay, so you need to go onto the www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk/international-trade/market-opportunities. This is an amazing opportunity. Let me just tell you, as a PR person, let us know in advance, guys. You know, give us a sort of 6-week window on that and we will plug it for you, because that's amazing. Mr. Andrews, isn't it?
It certainly is amazing, Mrs. Serking.
It really is.
So you're going off to Russia, are you?
I am. I'm going to very quickly start an export business.
So you're joining that long list of people that have been to Russia, like Napoleon and stuff. And,
yeah.
Don't forget your winter vest.
Yeah, little hairy vest I think I need, don't I? Diary dates from the Langton Star Centre. This is Simon Langton have sent this in, Simon Langton Boys' School in Canterbury. The dates to look at the Astronomical Society skies at night, this is amazing. Mm. It's been on television with, what's that scientist, Dr. Brian... Professor Brian Cox.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Saturday the 16th of February, so that's this Saturday, at 7.30 at the Langton Star Centre, South East Kent Astronomical Society Spring Term Talk, and it's on exploration of comets and asteroids by telescope and spacecraft. It's by Dr. Stephen Lowry from the Uni of Kent, and Dr. Lowry has been in the media a great deal recently commenting on possible asteroid impacts. Come and be reassured by an expert that won't have to, that we won't have to suffer like in that awful film Deep Impact. That
Blimey.
Sounds like one of those movies too.
You can get cream for asteroids, can't you? Or am I confused there?
Yeah, from Boots and other pharmacies.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. That's quite funny.
I'm glad you appreciated it. Thank you.
Just to say that there are other events which we'll read out weekly, but the next one is the 28th of Feb, which is Langton Guide to the Universe, and Friday the 1st of March, Public Observing with CCAS. And you need to contact Becky Parker, who's the director of Langton Star Centre, Simon Langton, Canterbury.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
A bit of tunage.
And who are you playing?
Hey, how about a bit of Lighthouse Family?
Nice.
Ocean Drive.
Oh, lovely.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. That was Lighthouse Family, Ocean Drive. We're going to come to our first guest now in the studio. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the Business Bunker Mr. Alec Mearnsmith and Chris Pollard from Tomorrow's People. Hello, gents.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Paul and Jules, for having us on the Business Bunker. Very excited to be here.
Absolute pleasure to have you on. We've had a tweet from your guys back in the office as well saying, when are Alec and Chris going to be on then?
Well, now.
Now is the answer to that. So, for the benefit of our listeners that don't know about Tomorrow's People, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what Tomorrow's People is and what its objectives are?
Okay, yeah. Tomorrow's People are a national charity established in 1984. The mission was to help excluded and disadvantaged people to get and to keep a job. I mean, in that time, we've actually helped over 480,000 people on their journey into work. We try to focus on helping people build their confidence, motivation, and help them gain skills and qualifications that employers need in order for them to secure employment. In particular, I work in Maidstone in Kent, and we've had quite a good association with the County of Kent for a long time. And we have a nice figure, actually. Of the last 10 years, we've supported over 4,000 unemployed local people into work.
4,000?
4,000.
That's just in the Maidstone Mid-Kent area?
That's just in the Maidstone Mid-Kent
area. Blimey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one of the real reasons we've come down today is to give a shout out to our new flagship charity shop that we're launching in Sittingbourne.
Okay.
We're going to be launching the first new charity retail furniture recycling unit in Sittingbourne. The shop will be selling high quality recycled donated products at affordable prices. Hopefully the venture will also provide local employment and voluntary opportunities. Mm. The opening will be Thursday the 21st of February, and the Sittingbourne shop is located at 6 Roman Square, Sittingbourne.
Okay.
We're hoping this to be the first of a number of stores to be rolled out nationally and including more in Kent.
Okay. So we'll give those details again, and we'll also put a link on the Kent Business Radio website about that. So it's opening on Thursday the 21st of February?
That's correct, yeah.
In Sittingbourne, in
Roman Square.
Roman Square.
And that's at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. Yeah. And did you say it's furniture store?
It's going to be, it's retail and furniture recycling unit. So it's donated products from anywhere, companies, businesses, you know, residential, anywhere that's getting rid of anything or doesn't need anything anymore that can be recycled by us in the store, and then
okay, so it's recycled in the locally and then put up for sale in the store again.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent. Sounds good. Cool. So yeah, go on, Chris, you want to dive in and say something?
Chris is now grabbing hold of the mic because we've
got the mic.
Yep. I'm here. Cheek to jowl.
We're
so
off.
Here he is.
I was just going to tell the listeners how I became involved with Tomorrow's People. It was a little over 2 years. I was sitting having a discussion with my father. My father was a local GP in Maidstone for some 40 years. And he said to me, well, what about doing some voluntary work? So I went on the internet and I found VAM in Marsham Street, Voluntary Action for Maidstone.
Right.
I went along to see a young lady called Charlotte, and I had my second interview in 40 years.
Well, we How'd you get on?
Well, pretty good, actually. I was given a number of options, and it narrowed
Yeah, down. The second one was off. No, sorry, Chris.
That's
sorry.
Okay. It was narrowed down to two options, which was for me to work either with a battered wives group or to work with Tomorrow's People.
I couldn't eat a wife in batter, could you?
And the reason, thank you, Jules. And the reason why I decided to work with Tomorrow's People is because I do have a great understanding with young people. I understand the learning challenges that a person and families can face who maybe live with dyslexia, dyspraxia, Asperger's, mild autism. And I understand why people take drugs and drink too much. Well, why? Well, I'm dyslexic, but I was only diagnosed when I was 51 years of age.
Blimey.
I can remember at school being called stupid and sick, could do better. And I left school when I was 16 with no qualifications, and I went and found myself a job in London. And that was easy in those days. I know what it's like to feel inferior. I know what it's like to feel anxious and different, because there's no plaster. Like so many of these cerebral problems, there's no plaster. There's nothing visual. It's all hidden away. And that's why Tomorrow's People registered with me very quickly. And what have I learned? Well, I tell you, Paul, I have learned that there's a generation out there who will probably never work. Now, it's a fact that some are not interested. But there are some who are just also, they're just not socially equipped to live in this society. Some want to work, but they've got no idea how to approach applying for a job, and let alone being interviewed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Chris. That is such a crucial thing. There are loads of people out there with talent, with all kinds of usable talents, but they don't know how to go about getting that job.
That's right.
And they don't fit into the right mould, perhaps.
Well, HR says that they don't fit into the right, they don't tick the boxes.
Exactly.
And that's where Tomorrow's People steps in.
Right.
Now, Alec, I think probably it's a good idea here that you tell everybody what they're doing, what we're doing in Marsham Street, and then what the project that has been rolled out in a couple of schools in London in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And where is Marsham Street,
please?
That's
in Maidstone.
It's Maidstone in the centre. We actually, in Maidstone, Tomorrow's People there, we've got a main office in Marsham Street. We also have an outreach office in Parkwood area, just outside on the outskirts of Maidstone. It's a small estate there, and we also have within that unit, that area, that estate, sorry, we have another programme running. So we have three programmes at the moment running in Maidstone. The first one that I actually work for is the Getting Families Ready for Work.
Right.
This was a flagship pilot that was set up nearly 3 years ago, actually. It was to tackle the intergenerational worklessness within disadvantaged communities. What had happened is it had become apparent after one of our colleagues had he had seen the granddaughter of the woman she had signed on 30 years ago at the job centre. And what came of that is that she identified that there's now two, three generations of family, intergenerational worklessness within the families, and maybe Tomorrow's People could do something about that. So this project was set up to support initially 15 families in an area, working with families with intergenerational worklessness, lifting them out of the poverty, but not just the quick fix of turning them around and getting someone within that family a job. It was working with every member of that household. It was, you know, supporting the mother to help her realise that she needs to get up and engage the kids and get them off to school in time, to make sure the dad realises his role in going to work. You know, the kids' importance of staying in school and behaving and attendance and attainment. And for too long was the quick fix the answer, but with this project it was about the journey that the family needed to go on and the support they've given, and it's been very successful. We've originally, of the 15 families we were targeted to work with, we've worked with 25 families and are currently still engaged with 18.
And these are all in that local area,
all in the Parkwood area. We've done some amazing stuff with them, and out of that we've actually managed to achieve 16 jobs out of the 18 families. People have gone into employment within those 18.
Okay.
So, you know, and others have also gone on to do voluntary work, training, apprenticeships. So, you know, it wasn't a quick fix. It was the journey that was needed. You know, it's taken a good 2 years to work on that journey with them. So that,
absolutely,
that project's been very successful.
And is that a rolling project? Is that something that will keep going, or are you going to...
Unfortunately, the pilot does come to an end in March, but we're working very hard at the moment to locate new funding and source support from you know, council and obviously our own sponsors and generous benefactors to try and continue the project, and let's hope it does.
Cool.
I mean, within that area, the other project we run was Working It Out. This is a nationwide program that we run, working with 16 to 19 year olds that are not in education, training or employment.
NEETs
the NEET category. This is another successful project. Since 2009, they've been running this in Maidstone. 48% of the participants have gone on to gain employment. And 25% have taken up further education courses. So again, those attending are achieving, you know, every course are achieving near 70, 74, nearly 80% of, you know, success out of the people attending.
Fantastic.
And they do great work, you know, they take these young people and they give them you know, skills in writing CVs, interview skills, completing applications for jobs and colleges, working with them on community challenges. So we get them to work as part of a team and support and give back to the local community. An example of something they're doing is a clearance on a large scale in Shepway.
Right.
There's a disused car park there. And they've been working with the young people, and they've taken full onus on regenerating the area to give the local community and residents something to utilise. So these kind of projects are, you know, they're very hands on with the young.
Absolutely, and don't you find that those kind of projects have like a triple benefit, really? Because not only are you giving young people a purpose, they're actually contributing to their own community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And benefiting their community, but also building pride in their community for themselves, so it becomes a virtuous circle.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know, with the emphasis on improving their own skills, you know, something for their CV, hopefully going on into education, employment and training that they haven't had the support with before.
Yeah.
I mean, the last project we run from Marsham Street, our main office, is Foundation Learning. This project engages young people aged 16 to 18, again, not in employment, education or training, in that neat category. They use different approaches in capitalising on the young people's interests. So they facilitate progress to further education, preferably with training and studies by using functional skills, maths, English, ICT up to level 2. Mm. Work experience placements in order to provide learners with an opportunity to gain, you know, real world life skills that they're going to need to move on into employment, and also the personal social development, including money management, confidence building, employment skills, these things they need in the real world that they just don't have. So this course is recruiting now, actually. So if they are aged between 16 and 18, not in education, employment or training, and they live in the Maidstone area, you know, they can contact 01622 230735, or they can go on Twitter, which is, I'm not very good at this, I think it's Twitter. Do you have that one, Chris?
It's TP underscore FL.
Sorry, I'm not very good at Twitter. I don't use it personally.
No, that's okay.
How have you got on the show then? It's completely Twitter-led.
Yeah. I'm learning. Chris is learning.
Crash course.
I mean, and on these courses, we do provide travel expenses are met for the youngsters as well, for them to get to the courses. So what I think is the best thing to say is, you know, come on the website, Tomorrow's People's main website, which is tomorrows-people.org.uk. And on there you'll find every operation we have in the UK, and you can find Maidstone, what we run, contact details and how to get hold of us if you're interested in coming on one of our courses, or if we can help you in any way, you know, please do get in touch with us.
Fantastic. That website address is on the homepage of the Business Bunker website right at this moment. It will also stay in the show archive, so anybody listening to the show again will be able to find it. If anybody out there wants to get in touch with Tomorrow's People and they can't find the proper contact details, feel free to contact me and I will put you in touch. Brilliant. So let's have one more shout for that website, which is tomorrows-people.org.uk.
That's
correct. Is that right? Cool.
I think Chris wanted me to just quickly give you a bit of background on a pilot that's been running in London, and
okay,
we're hoping to move into Kent and other areas eventually.
Fantastic.
It's called a Think Forward project.
The Think Forward project.
Yeah, it's Think Forward, working within schools, 14-year-olds who are in fear of exclusion. So we actually go in as coaches, there's a performance coaches within the school, working one-to-one to encourage them back into the system rather than letting them fall into drugs, alcohol or leaving school as that neat category. It's a project that's working. It's been running for 2 years. It's run from initially 10 schools. It's now in 15. It's looking to be growing even more in London, and hopefully that's the kind of thing we're going to try and bring into Maidstone as well.
Cool. We're getting loads of feedback on Twitter about this. People very, very keen on hearing everything you say and asking loads of interesting questions. I won't read them all out now, but you can follow them up later. But people are fascinated by the work that you're doing, so it's really good to hear from you. You got something else to tell us, Chris?
Yeah, what I wanted to say, thank you, Paul. My role as an ambassador for the charity is to raise the profile amongst the, business people throughout Kent. So how can you help? Well, one way that you can help is by donating furniture, good quality furniture or office furniture, clothing, accessories, CDs, anything that you have which is saleable, we would really appreciate it, please. And if anybody out there has a garage full of office equipment or furniture, we can have the furniture collected. We can arrange
that. Okay, good.
Okay? Secondly, funding. Where we would ask, please, for individuals. Maybe you will be interested in talking to us about how you could fund something within the charity locally, or maybe company direct donations. Maybe you'd like to become involved with Tomorrow's People directly. And on that point, I'd like to thank ABC Outreach, which is part of the ABC Networks. I gave a presentation last Tuesday. At the request of Ashley Lawrence, who runs ABC, and it was unanimously agreed that ABC Outreach, their first charity that they will support is Tomorrow's People.
Fantastic.
And we really, really appreciate it. And one of the things that I was discussing with them was, well, what can you do? Well, donate your time. Maybe you have an individual skill. Maybe you'd like to do a sponsored evening, a comedy evening or something like that. But the important point being, we can all make a difference. Mm-hmm. It's no good relying on the government. The government can create the environment, but we as individuals, as people in the street and as business owners, we can make a difference. We can be the pebble in the pond and you can become that ripple. Tomorrow's People is an innovative charity helping to turn people's lives around and to help them secure employment. And you can help us develop this charity.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Chris. Thank you very much for that. That's the message that we want to leave you with, folks. Tomorrow's People, they need your help, need your support, they need volunteers, they need people to get involved. They're doing fantastic work, not just nationally, but in local communities around Kent. There are projects going on. They require you as employers to help them fund it, find presumably work experience for people, and to get involved in any way that you can, be that simple or longer term. So all the details for Tomorrow's People you will find on the Kent Business Radio website. You can follow up. If you can't find what you're looking for, then just get in contact with me and I will put you in contact with them.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll give you my direct email as well. I'm happy to take any emails from anyone.
Fantastic. So thank you, Alec. Thank you, Chris.
Paul. Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Alec and Chris from Tomorrow's People, thank you. That's absolutely brilliant. We are now stacked up with emails and tweets. I'm going to do a few. We'll play a bit more tunage and then we'll come to our next studio guest, I think.
I've got a tweet here.
Go on.
I've kept it. I don't want my battery to run out, so I've kept it open for the whole of Chris's interview. It's from Ali Hollands, who was on the show. Was it last week?
Week before.
Hello, Ali. She says NLP practitioner training is coming to Kent. International trainer and author Rintu Basu, BASU. There's a link here, but it's, you know, on Twitter. So I suggest that you follow at Ali Hollands, which is A, is that double L? I can't.
No, A-L-I.
A-L-I Hollands, as in the country with an S. And we'll put the details up on the Business Bunker after. I'm going to retweet that now as well.
If her battery holds up.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you.
I kept it open for the whole of it, so I didn't lose it. As you do.
As you do.
And right. Who have you got tweeting?
I've got a gazillion tweets here. I've got Joe Watts. Can I get a shout out for joewatts.co.uk? Looking for clients who want to improve first impressions with professional portraits and photographs. So that's Joe Watts. Joseph Watts. I do beg your pardon. The website is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-A-T-T-S, josephwatts.co.uk. I've had an email from a new follower, Tatty Bumpkin.
Oh, great name.
Yeah. Loving
what does
that,
she do?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's something children related.
Something tatty.
Yeah. That's saying, loving that you're so passionate and support local businesses in Kent. Well, thank you, Tatty.
Bumpkin.
Ms. Bumpkin. Yeah, yeah. It's lovely to have you following us.
Love your name.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We've also had Knees and Toes, another new listener. Affordable baby and family photography in Kent. 120 quid for an hour shoot in your own home. Knees and Toes, photostudio.co.uk. And the absolutely gorgeous Sally Lake has been on.
Oh,
yeah,
my one weakness.
Lemon drizzle. Yeah, lemon drizzle cake, Sally. Hi from Cake Central. And busy cooking coconut and honey cake and coffee and orange cake.
Coconut and honey sounds.
Check out our website for new flavours. That's Sally 4, that's the number 4, Sally number 4, cakes.co.uk.
Mm.
Oh, Sally. Oh, you temptress.
Yes,
you.
She is. She's a temptress. She's the Nigella Lawson of Whitstable, that woman.
Absolutely. And talking about Whitstable, we got a tweet from the Whitstable Stove Shop.
Ah.
Our Kent-based biz is now getting customers from France. That should be good for the local economy, says the WhitstableStoveShop.co.uk.
Well, we need it in this weather. It's freezing here in Hagelands.
It certainly is.
And a little wood burner. Yeah. I've got one here. Tomorrow's entrepreneurs need your expertise. There's a website here, which I'll read out at the end. Mentoring is a great way to extend your business instincts while handing on knowledge and experiences to the next generation. Those who have high aspirations towards a promising future can be inspired by people like you. How did it all start? Did you hit the ground running? How have your attitudes and approaches in business changed over the years? What keeps your motivation alive to continue making things happen? Coffee. Let your experiences be shared. The website is www.kentfoundation.org. Somebody's written on here, baby yoga. I'm not quite sure what that's got to do with it. Is that your writing, Mr. Andrews?
No idea. Nope.
Tatty Bumpkin.
Oh, is that you that wrote that? It's like some fairy had come.
Yeah. Oh, it's a miracle. Tatty Bumpkins do baby yoga.
Well,
and they do it psychically.
I knew it wasn't on that press release before. And I suddenly thought, my God, this baby yoga appeared. Thank you, Debbie.
Doing donkey yoga.
No downward dog in here, young man.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage, and then we're going to come to our next studio guest.
And who are we playing?
A bit of Level 42.
Oh, good. That sounds fabulous.
Lessons in Love.
I'm
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, lessons in love, level 42 there. Fantastic. Well, we've got a cracking show going down today. And Twitter's alive with loads of people interacting over the last section that we had. But it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker Debbie Cameron.
Hi.
Hiya, Debbie. Branch Manager of the Institute of Directors, Kent Branch.
That's correct. Is that right? Yes, yeah.
Absolutely lovely to have you on your on the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the IOD first, and then we'll talk more about the Kent Branch, because the Kent Branch is a little bit unique, really, in IOD terms, isn't it?
Yeah, we try. We try hard. Mm. The Institute of Directors is a membership organisation for company directors, chief executives and CEOs. Mm. We aim to support our members and as they grow and develop their organisation.
Thank you for that, Jules.
Sorry, that was just my glasses.
She just whacked the microphone with her glasses. Sorry, Debbie. We can't get the staff. I'm sorry.
Because there's no room in the studio. There's five of us, or six of us, or eight of us, like sardines.
It's your one weakness, sardines, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The mackerel.
Yeah.
So back to the IOD.
Yeah, sorry, Debbie.
No, it's okay. We have a whole host of membership benefits, and part of the membership fee includes business advice, research, and access to professional one-to-one services.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the things I've really loved about the IOD over the years is the I don't know what they call it these days, because they changed the name a few times, but I just call it the help desk, which is the Pall Mall place where you just ring up and ask them absolutely any question you can possibly think of, and they answer it.
I
am not fibbing about that. I have asked them some most outrageous questions, and sometimes they go, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
But within a couple of days, they'll come back with so much information, it's unbelievable.
It's a brilliant resource.
It's worth the membership money all on its own. You can ask them absolutely anything. Sorry about that. They're one of my favourite things. I ring them up now and again just because I'm at a loose end. I did try asking them who's going to win the 3:30 at Chepstow, but
they didn't know that one.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, so you were saying about the benefits of IOD membership, and the kind of things that you do and the kind of things that you provide. There's a whole range of things that you provide as a membership organisation, is there not?
That's right, from airport lounges to the advice that we just spoke about. Mm. But IOD Kent, that's where my passion lies, really. Mm. My message today is that the IOD membership is for absolutely everyone, regardless of the size of your business or the sector that you operate within. As a county of entrepreneurs, our branch really does reflect that. We're a champion and voice for Kent businesses. We couldn't do that without some amazing partners that we work with locally. And if I can, I just want to say very quick hello.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, do.
To the Kent Messenger Group, to Wilkins Kennedy, to Warner Solicitors and Westgate Communications.
Leo Whitlock. Mm-hmm. And the Kent Messenger.
That's right. And obviously, we couldn't do any of that without our home based in Kent, which is at the Kent Science Park.
So yep, absolutely. At Sittingbourne there. Yep.
To everyone there, that's right. We also represent businesses, so we do that at through. Sorry, Jules.
I'm just guiding her to the mic, listener.
It's very hard not to look at Paul.
Well, she wants to look at Paul.
She's well-mannered, and the problem in a radio studio is you want to make eye contact with the person you're talking to, and it's the one thing you can't do because you have to talk at the microphone.
Especially in his fetching blue jumper, Debbie. I mean, really, but you can't take your eyes off him.
I would prefer to look at Debbie, to be honest, rather than his silly mic, but never mind.
No, sorry about that, Paul. But no, we represent our members at government, and we take case studies through, right the way through to producing documents that the government read and take on board. So
Now, my understanding is that Kent certainly was one of, if not still in this, like a very active branch, which does lots of things locally.
Yes.
Some of the other branches of IOD weren't quite as active as individual branches. As a national organisation, the IOD was very well represented. But at a local level, it kind of lost a bit. But Kent has changed that.
Kent changed that. We've had a run of very, very successful chairmen that have been incredibly entrepreneurial.
Mm.
And it goes back to the days of Graham Webb.
Yeah. They've all been on this show, we've had Webby on the show. Graham Webb MBE and Dave Philpott people. And Graham and people like that really did make a massive difference to the IOD locally.
They did indeed. They turned it on its head and thought, we can do this bigger and better, and Kent's got a big enough business community to sustain that.
And absolutely.
That's where we are today.
Do you know how many members are Kent-based?
We've got over 1,500.
Really?
Kent-based.
Okay.
Really? And we put on over 70 events a year.
Right.
To serve those members.
Run us through some of the events that you stage for members.
Sure, we do anything from horse whispering, which was an incredible event whereby you
literally... Say that again. Horse whispering.
And right the way through to gliding, which we spoke about Etienne earlier, and he joined us on a gliding event. That's right.
So you've glided or glided?
Done
glidden.
You glued.
Done glidden with Etienne.
I have, yes.
Said, is that where you do a little tandem with him beneath you?
No, in a glider. It's just one, I tell you.
Is it?
You don't want too much weight up there.
And do they sort of set you off with an elastic band? How does it work?
Yeah, they tow you up and then they release you, and then they do a winch launch as well, which is more like a roller coaster.
Did you do that at Charing?
Yes,
Charing Glider Club. Yeah.
Have you done it, Paul? Then
I have indeed. Oh. I've flown from Charing Glider Club quite a few times, actually.
It doesn't appeal to me at all.
Well, we're planning to go back this year later on in the summer, so that should be good fun. We work a lot with family businesses because obviously there's a very different dynamic to the family business structure. And we do golf days in France, thanks to Eurotunnel, and House of Commons lunches to Control Tower at Dover Harbour Board. So we really have a real mix of
absolutely events. And I've been to a few. You have kind of round table events where you get people together to discuss issues and things that affect business in the county and regionally and nationally.
That's right. I mean, I think you joined us for the MD Strategy Forum.
Yes, I did, yeah.
It's a really quite a good close round table. It offers real high-end peer support and structure for people running small businesses.
Absolutely. I want to come back to something you said earlier, because I happen to know, talking to business people in Kent, that quite often people get the wrong idea about different organisations. A lot of people think that their business isn't big enough to be a member of the IOD. And that's not true, is it?
No, it's not true at all.
You know, as long as you're in business and you're a senior partner or an owner or a director, then you can be a member.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can.
And it's interesting, because the wider range of people you have in any organisation, the more diverse it is and the more innovation you get.
Yes, that's right.
So it's really cool.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So how long have you personally been involved with the branch, Debbie?
Oh, I've just served 8 years.
Wow.
So basically all the time it's got good, really.
Thank you.
I think you'll find that Debbie was part of the catalyst for making Kent Branch the way it is.
Debbie, do you ever do any water sports?
We are actually doing an event with Southern Water later this year at Buell Water Reserve. So, yeah, we do.
Well, that's lucky.
I was desperate for some water. But I hear great things. I said earlier to you, I mean, whenever I speak to anyone about the IOD, they always praise what you're doing. So it's, you know, brilliant, your reputation, Debbie.
Thank you. Really, it's nice to know.
No, absolutely. So what have you got coming up? Oh, I saw some news this morning.
You did.
I did some news this morning. Imperius Bublinky. Imperius Bublinky.
He's your favourite Twitter name.
He's my favourite Twitter handle of all time.
Yeah.
And that's Dave Philpott's Twitter handle. And David was the chairman of the IOD Kent branch.
That's right.
And also past chair of the Kent and Surrey Air Ambulance Trust, and now involved with the Wiltshire Air Ambulance Trust. He's also a mountain climber extraordinaire.
He's going to be.
Climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and does a tremendous amount of work in Africa, specifically Uganda, on things, and has led a few expeditions there in the last couple of years of business people going over there. But I saw a tweet from David today that he's finally managed to find someone to take over from him.
He has. Mm-hmm. He has indeed.
Can you tell us?
I've been very cagey.
It's going to be Emma Lydiard.
Emma, a radio person.
Yes, a radio
Emma's
person.
Emma's the MD of Heart FM in Kent, I believe, isn't she?
She is, yes.
And so she's taking over as chair of IOD Kent.
Yeah, she'll be chairman-elect from the 1st of March.
Cool.
And then she'll take over at the annual members meeting, which is going to be on board HMS Gannett, Chatham Dockyard, on the 16th of May.
Fantastic. Well, we wish Emma every success in her new role. Is it for a fixed period that she's chair?
It is. It'll be 3 years.
So really enjoy your 3 years as chair of the Kent branch of IOD, Emma. You've got a lot to live up to with past chairs.
Yes.
I'm sure you will, though. and I'm sure you'll make your own mark on it, and we're all supporting you and rooting you. And it's nice to have a radio person doing it
as
well.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Even if it's a sort of inferior radio show.
Yeah, minor radio station compared to us. Yeah. But
where are they based? In London somewhere.
Everybody's got to start somewhere, haven't they? Exactly. You know, they can't all be like us and, you know, absolutely. But so good luck to Emma. So anything else you've got coming up, Debbie?
Yeah, we've got some exciting stuff talking about David climbing a mountain. Mm. We do quite a... We're all going out. There's a number of IOD members going on the climb. Mm. There's hopefully be about 15 of us in total.
And when's that happening?
That's in June, 2nd of June. And we're hoping to raise enough money to build a school out there.
Wow.
Fantastic, yeah.
Remarkable. Really brilliant,
yeah.
I'm going out in 2 weeks' time to spend some time out there as well.
Because you went last time, because somewhere I've got a picture of you and David in Uganda with David wearing a Business Bunker
orange
T-shirt.
That's right. If you give us a T-shirt, we'll wear one at the top.
I certainly will,
Mount Elgon for you.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
And am I right that you're trying to get clean water for the children?
We are indeed. We are indeed.
It's my little water sound effect.
Yeah. The trouble is we only have one sound effect on this show, which is Jules and her water.
I like that. And though, I mean, it's all in all of seriousness, Fields of Life do produce wells for a number of different remote villages in Africa. It's really exciting. A group of business people going up a mountain.
What is the biggest threat for the children? Is it disease or is it the lack of clean water? You know, aside from the education, what sort of diseases?
It is health. It is health, really. Malaria, all kinds of waterborne diseases. Mm.
And do we? Are you able to get them inoculation? Sort of programs, or
they run a health program, so yes, they can. They do look after. We met a young boy when we were out there who had an umbilical cord hernia that was growing at quite some rate. So he's now had his operation, and we met him in the slums of Kampala. Gorgeous little boy.
And where do they have the operations?
They had it in Kampala.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We could talk about this all day and all night. But we're kind of fast running out of time here. Debbie, for the moment, thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We'd urge everybody out there running a business to get involved, join the Institute of Directors, take part in what's going on. There's some fantastic resources for members that are available. We didn't even talk about Pall Mall and the resources. Just give the listener a quick overview of Pall Mall and what you can do there as well.
Sure. I mean, it's a grade one listed building on Pall Mall. As an IOD member, you can take up to 4 guests in with you, hold meetings there. We've got a brilliant wine bar downstairs. There's lots of places. It offers you an office away from home. So when you're in London, somewhere just to call a base.
Yeah. To my mind, it brings back a similar, and I'll quantify this in a moment, it's a bit like a gentleman's club, except it's not just gentlemen, it's any member of the IOD, ladies. but it has that kind of atmosphere, doesn't it?
It's
a gorgeous building on Pall Mall, as Debbie says, but members get to use it. It's a base that you can use in London to just hang out if you're at a loose end, to meet clients, have lunch, do all kinds of things. Fantastic resource.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we've got hubs across the whole of the UK. So we're hoping to be opening a hub in Kent soon.
Really? So okay.
Whereabouts?
Watch this space.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts? Do you know?
It'll be in the centre of Kent.
Yeah. In your front room or something.
No. Yeah.
And it doesn't involve water in any way, shape or form, Jules.
No, I've run out now. I've used the whole jug.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me here today.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Debbie. Thank you for joining us, and you're welcome back at any time. I would urge people to get involved in joining the Institute of Directors Kent branch. It's a fantastically dynamic branch. There's lots of things that happen. It's got a great membership. People all pull together. It's open to anyone that runs a business, basically, and don't feel shy about wanting to be part of it. It's a great resource, so do join. And you can find all the details for doing that on the Kent Business Radio website. But for the moment, can you shout the website out?
Sure, www.iod.com/Kent.
Brilliant. Simple as that. iod.com/Kent, and you can join. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us on
the
Business Bunker.
So
it's been an absolute pleasure. Do stay with us for the last few minutes of the show, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. I've got loads of tweets. I've got loads of emails. We've got loads of things to do. I've got a tweet here from RoboWatch UK. Enjoying listening to the Business Bunker. It'd be great to have a shout out on the show for RoboWatch. That's RoboWatch.co.uk. And I believe RoboWatch are a security company. Kevin Hadlow has said through puffy cheeks. Another cracking show, guys. Thank you, Kevin. I really do hope you get well soon and, your, puffy cheeks succumb to slimness.
I've got one here, Paul. There's a bit of a rumpus going on Twitter because the Whitstable Times, KRN, have had a Twitter handle that somebody started up and then left and sort of left it. So there's a disgruntled Twitterer who was upset because they hadn't seen these tweets since 2010. So I've sort of been filling in on the tweets while you lot have been telling the Business Bunker people real news. But I just want to say a shout out to at Whitstable Cabby, C-A-B-B-Y. Hello to you. Hope you're doing well. He's a cabby in Whitstable, passionate about Whitstable. And you can now follow at Times Whitstable and at Freelance Liz and me at Jules Serkin. And keep in touch with all the Whitstable news. And I hope you're having a good day and picking up lots of work.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. We also had Rebecca Oliver. Great hearing tomorrow's people on the Business Bunker show. And a great show as always, guys. And good to hear Chris from Chris Connect IT.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, I've got loads more tweets. We'll come to those in a minute. I'm going to do this email. Dear Paul, thought I'd let you know that following last week, the Bloodhound, do you remember we talked about Bloodhound? It was the car that's been built in Kent.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Break
that
the
was
land
amazing.
Speed record.
Yeah. I just don't see why it's called a Bloodhound. Why is it called a Bloodhound?
I have no idea. Maybe we'll find
big
out.
Big ears?
Possibly. Anyway, dear Paul, thought I'd let you know, following the piece on the Bloodhound last week, the visit is going ahead and there are several opportunities for businesses to support the event. There's tickets for the VIP dinner, supporter packages and breakfast meetings. To bring you up to speed, I attach a couple of posters for your reference, and we can also have a website where you can find out everything, which is www.bloodhoundswale.co.uk. If you think you may want to help in any way, please let us know. So if you want to support Bloodhound land speed record attempt, go to their website, bloodhoundswale.co.uk.
Do you reckon you could have a go?
What, driving?
Yeah.
Do you remember? No, but do you remember they had, they've got a simulator where you can actually attempt to drive at 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, I'd like that.
So would I. Imagine how far away you'd be.
I know. Me? How rude.
Yeah, Chris just wants to say something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Paul, thank you to Rebecca Oliver, because Rebecca is now, I've put Rebecca in contact with Abby Levitt, who's the marketing director of Tomorrow's People, because Rebecca is very interested in working with Tomorrow's People on with young children in schools. And I know Rebecca is passionate about this. So thanks very much indeed, Rebecca, because Tomorrow's People do appreciate your support, and hopefully something will get finalised between yourself and Abby.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Chris. I've got an email here. The Blades fly into Leeds Castle.
Mm.
This year's open-air classical concert in July will see the Blades aerobatic display team bringing their jaw-dropping flying display to Leeds Castle. Now, Jules, at this moment, what I'd like you to do is climb onto the shelf and throw yourself off to give us a good sound effect for this. Would you just do that?
No, I won't. I've had two broken legs. I only have the water sound effect. I have the drinking one.
You ask for the simplest things, Liz. You ask for the simplest things, listeners, and they just won't cooperate.
I've got a fear of heights.
A leading display team of former Red Arrow pilots, the Blades are renowned worldwide for flying precision close formation aerobatics to the highest level within a dynamic and cutting-edge display. Some of the country's most experienced display pilots, the Blades are experts in aerobatics and currently hold a world record in formation looping.
Well,
you could loopy formation
you could
rise,
wing, you could wing walk, couldn't you?
I could.
In your winkle piggers.
I could. If they had reinforced wings.
And your
wings.
Little snake hips.
If they had reinforced wings, I could. Since forming in 2006, the Blades have flown over 600 displays throughout the UK, Europe and Middle East, including appearances at the Beckham's World Cup Party, Formula One races, Chris Evans Car Fest. He's some kind of disc jockey, isn't he? On a minor station somewhere.
I usually put my my iPad on what's it called? You know, my own music on when he's on, I'm afraid. He shouts a bit in the morning.
Yeah. is very excitable lad.
Yeah. And he's lovely, don't get me wrong.
And they also flew at Her Majesty the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations. The display lasts 15 minutes, a duration that allows a breathtaking sequence of over 30 separate aerobatic manoeuvres to be flown and yet still leave the audience wanting more. Mm. So to book your tickets to see the Blades, you can either go to www.theblades.com, or to book your tickets for the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, you can go to www.heritageevents, that's all one word, heritageevents.co.uk.
I've had a little, actually, this is passed over from Chris, and it's a young lady called Ali Young. She's a consultant solicitor, and she's highly recommended Nigel Whittaker, who we know very well, Pure B2B Mastermind. He's recommended her very highly, as has Carl Woods of EKHT. She is running a legal health check, which is £250 plus VAT, for established trading businesses. And she'll also help prepare a business for a sale or investment opportunity. There's also a one-day training workshop, which is 500 plus VAT, which is ideal for startups or new businesses. And it covers all areas of running your own business. Now, she's down in Dover, but I guess you can grab her anywhere. And I'll read out her website, which is not on here. I can't see it. Sorry. I'll give you a number. It is 01304-830-887. So maybe, Ali, I will do a little marketing swap for you, because your leaflet's lovely. But it and there is an email, but we'll put that on the Business Bunker later on. And I will contact you to see if you'll do a little talk for our Kent Business Tweet-Ups.
Yeah, Ali, we'll get the website off there and we'll put it on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up. So if you want to follow up more on Ali, then it will be on the Business Bunker website. I've had an interesting tweet from Dal Cagey, who I happen to also know goes under the name of Kim.
Right.
And Kim has said...
Male or female?
Female.
Okay.
Please give a shout out for Canterbury Shops. That's a Twitter handle, Canterbury Shops.
I know them well.
It's a student-led initiative that brings local offers from local businesses to local people. What they're trying to do is to promote people shopping locally in Canterbury, which is a fantastic initiative. Mm. And please follow them on Twitter, but more than that, shop locally. That's
and
the thing.
All the more important, because with this horse, you know, mad horse disease that we're all getting now,
yep,
the beef scandal.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you use your local butchers, exactly, rather than Finders,
yep,
ready meals and other ready meals.
Yeah, other horses are available.
The only thing I would say is probably at Waitrose you'd have a thoroughbred, wouldn't you, rather than an old nag?
Yeah, I did try and do my Primark joke last week, but that was I got told off severely
what
for that.
What was that then? Go on.
No.
Go on.
No, I'm not doing it.
I can't remember you ever doing a joke.
No, don't worry. Anyway, Kim has also said local businesses can get in touch through their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Canterbury-shops. And if you'd like to, if you're a local shop, a local business in Canterbury, you can also contact them and get your business promoted via their website.
So it's at Canterbury Shops.
Their Twitter handle is at Canterbury Shops, all one word, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/Canterbury-shops.
Huge Twitter sort of campaign at the moment, support local, hashtag support local. And, of course, at Made in Kent is another one, and, of course, I Shop Kent.
Absolutely.
The lovely Alan Noke.
Alan Noke and Shackleton the Penguin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gets on very well with that meerkat, Shackleton the Penguin. I think they've got a little Valentine's dinner coming up.
I was kind of hoping that we'd never ever mention that meerkat again.
No, he sends his love.
Does he?
Yeah, well, he's looking.
Where is
at,
he?
Well, he wants to go on that 2-day thing to Moscow. Is that where they come from, meerkats? I'm never really sure.
No, you're thinking of Orlov, who is a fantasy creation of a very well-known comparison website. In fact, meerkats are from Southern Africa.
So they're in a hot country.
Yes.
South Africa.
They're
the perfect opportunity.
They are not remotely Russian.
Fine. Cooper Burnett.
But Orlov is, obviously.
Or Orville. Cooper Burnett are supporting Chips, CHYPS, with a capital huge Y in the middle.
We support Chips too. We have their logo on our website.
Yeah, we also eat them. With a New Year declutter, the team at Tunbridge Wells-based law firm Cooper Burnett has been supporting the Kent charity Chips by holding a New Year declutter and donating unwanted items such as clothing and books. CHIPS supports children and young people with life-limiting and life-threatening conditions, enabling them to receive clinical care and support in their place of choice, which is overwhelmingly at home. They're looking for more support from businesses, either way by sponsorship of events, staff volunteering, or providing services free of charge. There is a lovely website here, which is www.cooperburnett.com.
Thank you for that. We've got loads and loads of tweets. I'm not going to get through them all and all the emails, but I'll try. Rebecca Oliver's been on again saying she's used Pall Mall many times before the IOD, and it's a really superb resource, and she really enjoyed hearing Tomorrow's People as well. So thank you, Rebecca.
Got a Twitter here mentioned by @JusHand. Is that a new one? JusHand. I'm catching up with admin whilst tuned into Channel Radio, listening to @VanillaWeb @JulesSirkin.
Cool.
Have you got that on yours?
No.
Oh. They mention you.
Do they?
It'll probably come through on your feed later
who's
on.
Who's it from?
J-U-S Hand.
Oh, Juliet. Yeah, no, it's just come through. That's Juliet Shand.
Okay.
And we mentioned her earlier. Juliet's part of the organisers for the Maidstone Job Fair.
Hello, all right.
And Alec and Chris here both know Juliet as well.
And Juliet with one T.
Yeah, Juliet is the Employment Engagement Manager for Golding Homes, which is a social housing organisation based
Brilliant.
In Maidstone.
And she's put a kiss on there as well. That must be for you.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. And she's listening. So, Juliet...
Hello,
Juliet. Juliet is a great listener of Channel Radio anyway, and she was also the organiser of last year's Jobs Fair at the Town Hall, which went so well, and she's organising this one at the Maidstone United Football Stadium.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Juliet's great. We do partnership working with Golding Homes, and Juliet's really pushed that forward since she came into the post about 7-8 months ago. And, is really hands-on in the Parkwood area and helping us work with young people to go on courses and training. So, yeah, thanks, Juliet.
Juliet is one of those people that is absolutely passionate about finding and helping people into the world of work. And she has many years' experience of doing that incredibly successfully. And she does that by sheer hard work and the force of her personality and a willingness to go the extra mile to make it happen. She is one of the stars of our local community. And we say thank you to Juliet for all the fantastic work that she does. I've also had a tweet from Telcare Limited.
Lisa.
Lisa Marie Settle, yeah. Popping in to say hello. Enjoyed hearing all about the Institute of Directors. Missed the first part of the show, so we'll catch it later on, listen again, because I'm interested in hearing about tomorrow's people. So do enjoy that, Lisa, when you listen to it again, but thank you for joining us for the last part.
She's curled up with a little Riverford box of fruit.
Do you think so?
I've got one here from Kent County Council, and they're preparing a total facilities management tender, and Skanska, SKANSKA, is looking for Kent companies to work with it in the delivery of the contract. The opportunities are wide-ranging, anything from construction, cleaning and security through to pest control. You could do with that, couldn't you, Paul?
I control my pests. They're all on drugs.
The Invicta Chamber has arranged to meet the buyer event with Skanska on the 25th of February. So you've got the best possible opportunity of engaging in the supply chain. There are details on the website, which is www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Places are limited. Please book events at kentinvictachamber.uk. What is Skanska?
They're a construction company, aren't they?
I can't even say it. Skanska.
Construction company.
Okay.
Skanska.
So that's very, very useful, especially the pest control, I think, for you, Paul Andrews.
Ah, no, I'm all pested out. Mine have all...
That poor little mouse force-fed him your tranquilizers.
Do you know I had another one?
What, tranquilizer?
No, another one. Tried to get into my medicine drawer. Another one.
They're all addicted.
Yeah. They're all hippies, my mice.
You know what?
What?
We know all these foxes have been very badly taking babies, you know, out of cots and things.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, if you cull, the problem with the foxes is that people are feeding them because they think they're sweet. And urban foxes are very, very different species to country foxes.
Yeah.
And if you cull the foxes, then you'd get more rats. Because the foxes eat the rats.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm going on a bit of a roll here. But
where are you going with this?
Well, we need another programme.
We need more rats.
I've actually got...
You heard it here first, folks. We need rats. This is a demand for rats. Please
feed the foxes.
Please log on to our website. We need more rats.co.uk.
Save a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think...
next week on the Business Bunker, the chair of Save a Rat Limited, Jules Serkin, will be telling us about
rats. I've got a fox professor that lives on Sheppey, and because I had a fox when I first moved into my house 2 years ago. I actually am the only person in the world that had I went into my pool room. I got a pump room, and there was a blimmin' fox curled up in the cat basket because it's all warm. And I said, "Oh my God, there's a fox in there!" And it had mange, poor thing, and it was in a right old state. And the RSPCA wouldn't take it away. And I had to track down a fox man who lives on Sheppey, and he came and got it in a noose and took it off, fed it, fattened it up, got it better.
Demanged it.
And then phoned me and said, "We want to bring it back into your garden." And I said, "Well, do you really want it in my garden? Because I've got a dog and a cat," and the cat was terrified. And he said, "But it's what it knows. It's got to come back in your garden."
Yeah.
So we released it onto Tankerton Slopes, and I've seen it abseiling and windsurfing along
Yeah.
I've most mornings.
Yeah.
Little fox.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Jules.
Yes, we will have a fox programme soon.
I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, to answer one of your earlier questions, why is it called Bloodhound?
Oh, yeah.
Steve from Tunbridge Farmers Market has answered that question.
Oh, is that Stevie Woods?
Yeah. Bloodhound is named after a ground-to-air missile.
Do you know, I don't think that man does any work, because he's listened to the whole of Scoff. He starts tweeting 2 hours before, and then he's listening to all of it. I mean, he can't be. Maybe he's stirring his chili jam.
He's our listener. Yeah. Well, he's trying to get rid of our only listener.
I reckon, and he seems to know everything as well.
Absolutely.
Because I was asking about scallops, whether Matthew Kearsey, whatever his double barrel name is, the chef, the famous chef, had done scallops at Tunbridge Farmers Market, and he knew all about that as well.
Did he?
He knows everything. Steve Wood, chili man.
Blimey. So we need him on our quiz team.
We do. What quiz team? Didn't know we had one. You haven't asked me.
Exactly.
I see.
You can do the section on foxes.
Mm.
Foxes and water-related...
Sound effects. I shall send you the picture.
As we were discussing earlier, Chris, everyone has a talent.
You've yet to discover, Jules.
I shall send you the picture of my poor little mangy fox. There are three events being held at Kent Wildlife Trust, and they will be of interest to businesses that have flexible working arrangements, allowing work from home or considering such arrangements. So you're welcome to book in. Here we are, remote working. Do you have remote workers in your business, or are you considering flexible working? It's a seminar, and it's on Wednesday the 20th of February, 9:30 in the morning till 11:30. Then there's networking, and then there's an afternoon seminar till about 3:30. It's with Rosemary Williams and Graham Tarrant. It's Kent Wildlife Trust, Tyland Barn, Sandling in Maidstone. Lunch can be purchased there, and inquiries at events@rwcoaching.co.uk. And we will put that on the Business Bunker after the show.
Fantastic.
Sounds very good.
We had a tweet from Robo Watch saying, thank you, first time listener, listening to the show. Fantastic show, loads of good information. So thank you for that.
What did you say he did? Watches or robots?
No, I think they're a security company.
Okay.
I think they are, yeah. So, loads of new listeners today.
I've got another security company. I wonder if it's his cousin. Paddy Evans, who's the director of QAN K9 Security, C-U-A-N. He says, hi, Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin. We would like to offer you...
Does he actually mention you?
Yes, he does. Blimey. He actually put me first, but I was being polite. We'd like to offer you security services. We might need it after my stalker.
Yep.
Security services for your sites. We're based in Kent and mainly employ ex-service personnel and family. The services we offer are mobile K9 units. What's a K9 unit?
Dogs.
K9. Oh, K9, but they write it K9.
Oh, yeah.
Dog handlers.
You obviously never watched...
No. I had a misspent youth,
Doctor
as you
Who.
Know.
Doctor Who?
I did, but it was ages before. It was with the Daleks and Cybermen. That was when I, you know, K9 wasn't around in that time.
Before the war, like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the war. You got your ration book?
Yeah.
Listen, dog handlers, static security, alarm response and key holding. We offer a free no obligation quote. So get in touch with Paddy Evans, Director, QN K9 Security. There is a number here which is 01634 271 569, or email Paddy at qn9security.co.uk. I like the sound of Paddy Evans. Do you think he's Irish?
No.
Paddy Evans?
No, it's
it
Chinese.
Could be half Irish, half Welsh.
That's Chinese.
Paddy Evans. He's a little bit both. Oh, it's the year of the snake, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
It is.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? What is the ramifications of it being the year of the snake?
Well, it means that you can slither around and promote your business very easily in the year of the snake.
Is
moving
that right?
Forward in a underhand way.
In a... Righto. Yeah. Stick to the day job, Jules. Right. Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club. This free, popular and highly successful casual networking event is coming to a venue near you. The informal atmosphere and relaxed environment is the ideal place to relax and chat to fellow business people. We will be on hand to make initial introductions if you are new to the event and may well point you straight towards new business for your company. All of these commence at 6 p.m. and the following locations and dates are the next ones up. In Ashford at the Conningbrook Hotel on the 5th of March. Canterbury, the Abbots Barton Hotel, courtesy of the Tall One.
The Tall One.
The gorgeous Janice Watton.
Yes.
That's on the 19th of February. Chatham, the Innovation Centre, that's in City Way, isn't it, by the Rochester City Estate. The Innovation Centre, Chatham, 19th of February. Dartford, the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, on the 5th of March. Maidstone, the Russell Hotel, on the 26th of February. Sittingbourne, the Coniston Hotel, on the 27th of February. And the River Centre, Tunbridge, on the 12th of February. That's today.
Yeah.
So you can go to Tunbridge tonight at 6 o'clock or any of those others on any of those dates. Non-members are welcome. They're free to attend and they're quite good. I've been to quite a few. Has she fallen asleep?
I'm actually sweating.
For the first time in 3 years, Jules went silent.
There was a gap, wasn't there?
There was.
My new experiment to see how you cope.
What?
Because nothing worse is there than silence on the radio.
Absolutely.
It's my new experiment. I'm just going to start not answering you. Or.
Sorry,
I've got plenty of water.
We've got plenty of water, thank God.
My prayers have finally been answered. She's going to stop talking to me, listener.
I was reading a tweet, actually, from Tunbridge Farmers Market. I don't like looking down there, because then you see my double chin, and then you start ridiculing me.
As if I would.
You know, there's a War and Peace revival, which is at Folkestone Racecourse.
Yeah, and it's a new venue, isn't it?
Yes,
it's moved
it
from the hop farm.
Yeah, I wonder if they're serving beef there at Folkestone Horse Racing Course.
Don't go down that route, if I were you.
No old nags there. The greatest gathering of military vehicles on the planet. Tickets are now for sale. Exciting new 5-day military and vintage festival coming to Folkestone Racecourse in July. It's the biggest show of its kind in the world, and there'll be action-packed battling enactments, static displays, vintage fashions, and songs, sounds and smells of wartime. So rotting wounds, you know, sort of festering in the trenches. The War and Peace revival will bring the Dunkirk spirit to this historic corner of Kent. The veterans of the WW World War II will enjoy free entry to the show as normal from a War and Peace event. There is a website which is thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk. There's a Twitter handle which is @WarPeaceRevival. Chris is looking at his watch. I can see him out the corner of my eye. He's bored already. So we will put details of that on the... I'm sure it'll be fragrance scents, actually. On the Business Bunker, you'll get details after. But it'll be things like lavender, won't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You've gone off at
the
a
fragrance time. Scents. It'll be smelling salts, won't it? And what did they used to have? A snuff. Drop a snuff.
Yeah.
A pinch of snuff it'll be, won't it?
Will it?
It must be. Do you know what?
What?
I've run out of emails for the first time in my life ever, because that isn't ready for reading and that needs to be editing. I'm not reading all that.
Oh, you're not?
So that's FSB members. You need to edit down your editorial. I'll do it for you if
well,
you
I've
like.
Got one from the FSB here as well still to read out.
Is it 3 miles long, though?
No. FSB North Kent Branch Clinic, Tuesday the 12th of February, that's today, at 5pm this evening, 5pm till 7.30, in the Midway Innovation Centre Darwin Room, Maidstone Road, Chatham. The FSB North Kent Branch, that's the Federation of Small Business, Kent Branch, are running a series of interactive business workshops providing top tips for your business. The next one will be on winning and keeping customers, and we'll have two speakers. Excellent customer service, some tips from the leisure industry, facilitated by Simon Barker, General Manager, Gooman and Thistle Hotels. And the second speaker is Insights into Strategies for Winning Customers, facilitated by the lovely Deb Sen, BIAD Limited. And you can book that by ringing 01622 688 134. And we look forward to seeing you there, says Neville Gaunt, who's the chairman of the Federation of Small Business North Kent Branch.
Hello, Neville. Don't forget the Keiba Awards, K-E-I-B-A, are coming up.
I thought you didn't have any more emails.
No, I've been passed on by a fairy.
You snuck one in there.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to read out the website. Mr. Andrews is trying to put me off my stride. He won't succeed. This is the Kent Excellence in Business Awards, www.keiba.co.uk. Entries need to be in by the 8th of March. Great way of promoting your business for that. Don't forget also... in your calendar, we've got the Lenny's Business Tweet Up, the Kent Business Tweet Up, and the Whitstable Business Tweet Up. Third Thursday of the month and the last Thursday of the month, 10
o'clock. Is there a website for that, Jules?
There is.
And
it's www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, or just tweet me at Jules Serkin and I'll let you know. And we will have guest speakers. I think this month in Lenny's, we've got Kent County Council giving us a chat. There's also the Pig and Porter launch, and they're in Canterbury. It's a new pub, sort of micro brewery thing that I've been invited to. Pig and Porter launch. Check it out on Twitter.
Cool. Chris just wants to say a quick
word. I just wanted to give a quick reminder. Tomorrow's People, our flagship shop, not chip shop, flagship shop.
Flagship shop, that's easy for you to say.
opening at 11 o'clock, 21st of February at number 6, Roman Square, Sittingbourne.
Fantastic, we'll be there.
In your togas.
Yeah, absolutely. I got an email here from the Kent Women in Business Awards, while we're doing business awards. Mm. Nominations close on the 15th of February, that's this Friday.
Did you enter me?
No. Any entries received after this date will not be included.
So to speak.
Yeah. Postal entries, don't go there. Postal entries can go to Kent Women in Business Awards, Kent Ideas Limited, Unit 10, the Old Brewery, Buckland Road, Maidstone. And if you have any questions, you can contact us at ask@kwibawards.co.uk, or you can call on 01622 370 929. That's 01622 370 929, and there are categories available, which are Women in Engineering, Women in Construction, Recruitment Businesswoman of the Year, and the Overall Businesswoman of the Year Award. There's also the Startup Business of the Year, the Managerial Businesswoman of the Year, and the SME Businesswoman of the Year, and you can find out all about that at their website, which is www.kwibawards, that's all one word, kwibawards.co.uk.
Quib.
And with one email left to read, we've run out of time, so it just leaves me to say an absolutely brilliant thank you to our guests today, Chris Pollard and Alec Moen-Smith from Tomorrow's People.
Thank you very much.
Debbie Cameron, Branch Manager of the Institute of Directors Kent Branch.
Thank you.
The absolutely mad Jules Serkin.
Thank you.
And most of all to you, the listeners of Kent and the businesses of Kent, thank you very much for joining us. Do have a fantastic week, and we will be with you all again next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great